Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, looky here. Kylie Jenner has a hickey on her neck.
Ooh.
I think she thought she was going to get away with it, but fans are so wild. They love to zoom in on things.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a picture of her. She put a carousel of pictures up on Instagram. One of the pictures, if you zoom in where her hair is up, you can see it. But the fact that people saw it on this picture is wild.
Oh, it's a far picture.
I mean, that's, yeah. You see how far you had to zoom
in?
Wow. People had to, and of course they zoom in because we look at things like earrings. Well, for me as a woman.
You had to 3X zoom that much.
Oh, yeah. That's wow. They're pointing out she has a little hickey right there in her neck, which she does. And they're like, oh, the new guy, Timothy, what's his name? Chalamet.
Whatever his name
Willy
is.
Willy Wonka, future Willy
yeah,
Wonka.
There you go.
Who she's been dating. I guess they are hot and heavy in a young way because she's got a hickey.
Boy, the everlasting gobstopper over here, I see.
I mean, one time I accidentally gave somebody a hickey and their response was
accidentally.
No, it really was. I swear to God. And they're like, well, you were into it. And I'm like, well, that's true.
Man.
It's a good sign. It
means, there you go.
But some people do them on purpose.
Man, if you
I ain't got time for
if
that.
If you don't cold spool that mug, man, we ain't doing no tips and tricks. But you, come on now. We was all in high school at one point.
The cold spoon.
Throw that mug in the freezer. You know what it is.
It's the latest from Post Malone, Chemical on 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Today is the last day to win those Summerfest tickets.
Your last chance,
well,
man.
And
you
kind of.
You don't want to slip up. Well, it's your last chance for the week. We
for
just
the
say
week.
That. You know?
You never know what might be starting on Monday.
But ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. I see you dropping
just
some.
Just saying.
Hey, Allie, you dropped some. A gem.
The winning will not stop today. Let me just leave it at that. But 7:45 is your next chance to win those tickets to Summerfest,
mm-hmm.
plus a Summerfest gift card, plus pit passes to see Ava Max. So
dang.
That's good stuff. Coming up next, it's a very big weekend for some men around here.
What they got going on?
Oh, like you, DZ.
Oh.
Did you forget what Sunday is? Because I almost did.
Sunday's the Lord's Day.
Nope. It is the day Chick-fil-A's closed.
Yeah,
yes.
True.
But Sunday is a big holiday, everybody.
I know.
I almost forgot, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it next. It's a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, who knew? 103.7 KISS FM. Not me. My kids will be with their father on Sunday. They will not be with me because it's Father's Day.
Yeah, buddy.
DZ, happy Father's Day early.
Thank you, yo. Appreciate that.
What
man.
Are you doing on Sunday?
We don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
We have no idea.
It's your day.
We haven't figured it out.
I said the same thing Friday before Mother's Day. I don't know.
No clue.
I had an idea of things I wanted to do.
You know, ironically, it's like we were talking about it the other day. It's like, so what are we doing? Because we're still at that stage where we go home and see our fathers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're in Illinois. My wife's father, Aaron, and then my pops,
yep.
they still live in Illinois. So we're probably going to try to coordinate something with them, but I don't think we've coordinated anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron's mm-hmm. dad is just going to be home. She got a lot of siblings.
So you haven't like even talked to them and said, hey, we're going to come visit this weekend, or
nope.
is it just assumed?
Nope. Well, and my dad works 24/7, man. He owns a business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's always there. Literally always there. So uh-huh. if we going home, we probably just going to end up seeing him at work.
Right.
That's what we always do. So
mm-hmm.
to be honest, we don't know because we probably just going to do the same thing. Come see family real
yeah.
quick.
And show then, up.
Right. Show up.
It's like a Sunday family dinner almost.
Exactly.
Like you show up, you see your dad.
Exactly.
Do you bring a gift?
No.
Never.
Nah.
Card,
nah.
anything?
A card, maybe like a little something. But this mm-hmm. year, nah, man. They know it ain't present time right now.
Does your wife do anything for you?
Of course, man. Of course. My wife will hold me down. Don't worry about that.
But was that a weird question?
No, don't worry about that, man.
Oh, wait. You're talking about sex?
Don't worry about that, man.
Ew. Yuck. It's Father's Day.
What? I was talking about breakfast. I was talking about a loving embrace. I was talking about telling me how much she values me.
Men always want the same thing.
I hate talking about me.
Father's Day and you still want booty. You guys are ruthless.
What you talking about, man? What you talking about? Ain't nobody say nothing about no booty.
Men. Unbelievable.
Ain't nobody say nothing about no booty.
You didn't have to. I could see it in your eyes. Because all I meant was, is your wife doing anything thinking, is she going to pamper you or spoil you? And you're like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, she rubs my feet on Father's Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant.
With the good lotion. No. Honestly, I'm hands off, man. We don't necessarily need to do too much.
She doesn't have to do anything. I'm just asking if she
does. Happy Father's Day.
You're not her father.
So we've only had one.
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't know. That's why when they were little, the wife or whoever has to do stuff.
Yeah, we're still exploring what to do on Father's Day. This is only my second one. So, you know, I just got out my rookie season. I'm not at the leave me alone for Father's Day stage yet.
You know you're not. But boy, will you get there. Trust me.
I ain't there yet.
When they're little, you want to spend every second with them. Just wait, my friend.
You know, for me, it's just the day that I'm happy to see them. I mean, any other day, but it's the recognition of, hey, appreciate you being a dad. Mm-hmm. Not to, you know, call it a Hallmark holiday, but we're not too big on the Hallmarks, man.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is, mm-hmm. and we embrace it and we'll make note of it. But we don't go crazy out on the celebrations.
Well, what's everybody else up to? I want to hear what you're doing. 414-533-1037. Are you expecting booty from your wife like DZ is?
Hey, chill out, man. I said a breakfast and an embrace.
He said rub his feet with lotion. That's
yeah,
but
the
said.
Good lotion.
I want to know what everybody's doing. So let us know what's going on for your Father's Day. And if you're a father, you can call in and tell us what you're doing.
What do you want to do even?
Or maybe you want to be left alone. Maybe you're at the stage where you want to be left alone.
Put your family out on there and tell them, man, listen, this is where we live, this is who I am, and this is what I want.
Somebody texted and said, men making up holidays just to get booty, and DZ sounds like Martin.
Stop it. Stop it.
Martin! All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
What you want for Father's Day?
Let's talk to us. Come on. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ talking about Father's Day this weekend. Also, don't forget, Ava Max tickets, 7:45, and more tickets at 8:40.
Coming up in no time, yep.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Father's Day and what you want or what you don't want, or are you celebrating?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're celebrating somebody else. Saucy Sandra's on the phone. She had me laughing this morning. Let's pull her up.
Oh, my gosh.
She is on to you, DZ.
I'm different. Yeah,
Sandra.
I'm different. Yeah. DZ's over there making up holidays. Just get booty, booty, booty.
Making up? I didn't make up the holiday,
Saucy. You didn't
Saucy.
Make up this holiday, but yeah. Uh-huh. Don't tell me you don't go home making up holidays.
No, listen. There are different holidays for that, and my boys know what those days are. There's a certain day where you get a steak, and Father's Day ain't one of them.
Yep. I suppose.
She got us on speaker.
On the phone. No, just kidding.
Wait.
One of my coworkers was so amazing. He brought me a burrito this morning from a taco truck.
Wepa!
Is he a father?
Yes, he is.
Ask him what he's doing for Father's
Day. That's right.
Hey, yo, Steven, what you doing for Father's Day?
Tell him, Steven.
What did he say? Anything?
No, he didn't say anything. He's probably not doing anything. He's probably the same thing he does every day. Try to take over the world.
And
get
somebody
a burrito.
But he brings burritos.
I got a burrito today.
So he's a good guy.
Heck yeah. What am I doing for Father's Day? I'm going out yakking alone.
Yes.
By myself. Ooh. And I'm going to have a fantastic time.
There you go.
I didn't know you were a big... Are you talking about kayaking, right, Sandra?
Heck yeah. I'm a yakker. Yes.
I'm a yakker. I'm picturing somebody over like a railing like...
Yeah. Not in that yak.
She might be if she's thinking about her kid's father.
Oh!
True stories there.
Stop.
She said it, not me.
Saucy doing her own little trip. She said, I'm going yak.
Well, single moms, this is what we do on Father's Day. We figure out whatever. It's really about
do
us.
Do whatever you want.
That's our Mother's Day, really.
Your spa day.
True exactly. story.
Hey, Sandra, thanks for calling, girl.
We appreciate
thanks,
you.
Guys. Have a great morning.
You
Have
too.
A fantastic Friday and a great weekend.
Appreciate you, Saucy. You too.
Much love, guys.
Love. Bye.
Have fun yakking.
Yeah, have fun yakking.
Ryan is calling from Calabama. You know, he's in the very devoted father stage like you, DZ. You got little ones.
Got them youngins.
It's new. It's fun. They're hard, but they're still cute.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's the word, man?
Happy early Father's Day, Ryan.
Heck yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
What are you guys
not
doing?
Not ready for it, though.
Why?
What do you nothing. Mean?
You don't have to plan your wife's shirt. What are you guys doing?
Nothing. I hope nothing. I want nothing.
Why?
Uh-oh.
Because Father's Day is a day of rest. It's nothing. Crack a beer, drink some whiskey, and do nothing.
So he wants to be left alone, but at home.
Don't touch me.
So he doesn't want to leave the house. That's good.
He's sitting in his chair. Papa's sitting in his chair.
Dang well, I'm going to be out there organizing the garage or doing something around the house because it never works that way.
Ryan,
when it comes to Mother's Day, we have to drop everything and cater to them all day.
Well, yeah.
Ah, snap.
We grew a human, okay? Let us live.
Oh, there you go.
In our belly. What did you do this year?
Yep. Hey, we push first, y'all push last.
But we have to take care of them for the rest.
Right, you know? Right. No, man. So Ryan's saying, listen, I want to say leave me alone, but what I'm going to end up doing is fiddling around the house all day and doing something.
Exactly.
And then we're going to end up doing something as a family together later. So what I'm going to say is just don't touch me for a little bit, and then we'll call it even.
Ryan couldn't sit down if he tried. That's my theory.
No, this man got the busiest bones, man. This man couldn't sit down if he really, really, really needed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Father's Day.
Go fiddle with something, man.
Yeah, go clean your garage.
you know he's going to.
Oh, yeah. You know dang well.
All right. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Appreciate you,
Thank
man.
You.
We'll talk to you
Appreciate
soon, bro. Love, man.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
My friends used to text me, Happy Father's Day, Allie. And I'd be like, stop it. I'd be like, thank you.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that, but it is what it is.
My kids have a dad. They're fine.
Right.
Lori's in Cedarburg, and she actually has plans for Father's Day. Finally, somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. Oh, we're looking for Lori's theme song. Here we go. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
I told DZ, you've already got plans on Sunday, don't you?
Oh?
Yep. Normally I have to work this weekend, so it's been about 4 years since we did anything. But we are going up to Road America for the Indy weekend on Sunday.
Oh, race day.
Lori's the racer in the group.
Hey, Road America is really cool, though. It's not just left turns.
I've never been there, which is weird because I've lived here for almost 20 years. I've never been up there.
I basically grew up at that track. My dad and a good family of friends, so four kids all together, the dads were pit marshals. So when the one wife wanted to go up, the other wife went up, and all the kids went up.
Caravaned it up, man. Everybody goes, of course. Whole team.
Yep, so that's why I love racing, because I was born to race around it.
Nice.
There you go. There you go. And that's probably something that you embrace and had so near and dear to your heart. Like, now you get to do it as an adult. That's really cool.
You know what's weird? Road America, so Elkhart Lake and Lake Geneva are two places I've never been. Isn't that the weirdest?
Wait, what? You've never been to either?
Isn't that strange? It's very odd.
I've lived
in Wausau and Milwaukee.
It's like saying you've never been to Wisconsin State Fair or Summerfest.
It doesn't make any sense.
Which, crazier things have been said.
True. Well, Lori, have a good time at the races.
Yeah, if you ever go up with your boys, 12 and under are free to get in.
Yo, we should. Low-key, we should. No, I'll drive.
Really?
We can all hop in the car, bro.
All right.
I will drive. I'd hit a race. I've never seen a live race. I want to. And living up there, you know, because I went to school at Lakeland.
Yeah.
Living up there, I never went to a race when I know I should have.
What the heck?
I know I should have, man.
You lived right there.
Mm-hmm. I really should have, but I never did, bro. It was my own fault.
Well, thanks for calling, Lori.
Yeah, they're a lot different than watching them on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot louder from what I hear, too.
Oh. All right, I'm in.
Not at Road America, because you wait 5 minutes and then they come back.
Oh, nice. Well, once they pass, right. Okay.
And look, they have booze.
Duh.
Okay, well, then I'm
come
in.
Come on, man.
I'm in.
Come
Say
on.
Less.
Elkhart Lake, real close by, the tiki bar out there. Of course they got booze. Come on.
Yeah. No,
Lori, y'all have fun. Be safe up there. And then, you know, hopefully the best racer wins.
Maybe it'll be a dad.
Right. Well, hopefully it'll be a pops.
Thanks, Lori.
Happy Father's Day, y'all.
Thanks.
Bye, Lori. Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever you're doing this weekend, happy Father's Day. DZ, I hope you have a good Sunday.
I appreciate that,
whatever
man.
Happens.
You.
And I hope Sammy is nice to you, even though he's barely two.
He's about to hit them twos, man. I hear those are terrible. We'll see if he's nice.
Send him to the wife if he is. The one day. Ah, what a good song on a Friday. Turn up for the weekend.
I'm not crying, you are.
103.7 Kiss FM. At least we made you feel some emotion. Hey, it's what's up this weekend, though.
What is up this weekend? What's the word? What's going on? I mean, obviously Father's Day, but...
Yeah, we always talk about what's happening around the city on the weekend. So Father's Day is the number one thing happening on Sunday. But,
like it should be.
Yes.
We're number one.
But other things happening around the area, the Lakefront Festival of the Arts is this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Today through Sunday, that goes on at the Art Museum. Yes, you have to pay, well, so, but that's fine.
It's okay. Support local.
Tomorrow morning is the big walk for the Wisconsin Humane Society downtown at Veterans Park. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It's Pet Walk Milwaukee 2023.
Bring out the pups. Mm-hmm. Bring out them. Bring yourself. Bring the dogs. Bring them all out.
Yep. A Taco Fest is happening at Henry Mayer Festival Park, the Summerfest grounds.
That's right. It's Taco Fest. You know what?
What?
I think I got an idea what we might be doing for our Father's Day.
Well, I was going to say, that's on Saturday, but you could go to the walk for the Humane Society, then you could walk over to Taco Fest.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if Saturday going to work for us, but we'll figure it out.
Never mind. I was just kidding.
Dang it.
And if you're in Wauwatosa, this weekend is Tosa Heart Fest. That's a big, you know, they have a big festival on Friday and Saturday out in Hart Park, and it's free admission. They have like blues people playing. They have barbecue. Lakefront Brewery presents it. And you can go out and sample all the people competing with, you know, their barbecue. So that's cool.
I've never been, but that sounds dope.
Oh, great live music, a car show, a 5K. But we don't want the 5K. We're good.
Well,
we're not running anywhere. But, you know, we were there for the meet.
You mean a 4K TV? What you talking about?
Right? So there's some things you could do this weekend for Father's Day or just to enjoy your weekend, which is go to the Lakefront Festival of the Arts, go to Taco Fest, go to the Wisconsin Humane Society's walk, or check out Tosa Heart Fest. I gave you some ideas.
You got plenty of options.
Figure it out.
Right.
Happy weekend. That's all I got to say about that. Coming up next for What Would DZ Do? What's the issue today?
Man, somebody's got a problem living alone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Our engineer came in about a problem, and I just looked at him. I said, it's not us. That's all I know.
If you got a problem, well, we got problems.
We're not the problem, okay?
This is not our problem
today.
The
funny thing is, we could be the problem, but I'm just looking him dead in the eye going, we're not the problem, okay?
It's not us. No, it's not me.
Listen, Joe, the engineer, we are not the problem, I think.
It ain't the problem. We're not us.
But we do have problems from listeners. And
we
they write in for What Would DZ Do?
That's right.
What is today's issue?
Today comes in from Kay, and they got a problem living alone.
Oh.
And I'm just read it.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Make some sense of it. So it says, hey, Ellie and DZ, I'm 24 years old, recently moved out on my own after living with family my entire life. I have a huge family. There's 8 of us total, and I'm the second oldest. Living alone now, I realize I love it. I've found so much more of myself and feel like I can do whatever I want.
Yes, girl. Freedom.
Except for that, when I'm at home alone, sometimes I find myself getting sad, frustrated, or annoyed with the silence.
Ah.
No matter what I do, I start to feel weird being alone. The apartment I moved into only allows cats, and I'm allergic, so a pet is unrealistic for me. Would you be willing to give me your suggestions on how to not feel this way?
Kay. So Kay's been surrounded by people in the house her whole life, and she doesn't know how to be alone.
She's used to a loud
chaos.
House. That's what I'm saying.
She's used to the chaos.
Very much so used to the chaos. And by no means am I saying bring chaos into your life.
Right.
Because that sounds like what you were going to say.
Well, no. I love living alone. So, I mean, I have children. But when they're not around,
right.
I love living alone.
You enjoy your space.
I just said this to my therapist yesterday. I go, I love doing what I want when I want. I don't know if I ever want to be in a relationship. I go, maybe I'm crazy, but I like being alone.
Right.
I'm social. I like to go out. But then when I go home, leave me the hell alone.
When once you're in your private space,
the other side of the bed is taken up by remotes,
my
battery
remotes,
chargers,
my phone,
snacks. You are not invited.
Allie got the popcorn bowl by the pillow.
I do know.
Got the setup.
I love it. So anyway, but you say, what do you say?
Honestly, yo, so as far as loving the chaos, being used to the noise, and now living by yourself, they don't say how long they've been living by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just an adjustment period, right? A long adjustment period, and you just got to get through that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got siblings, if you got a lot of family, if you got a lot going on,
yeah,
I say invite some family over.
Yeah.
Have a sleepover. Every now and again. But set a schedule. Because then mentally you got something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Right? Say on a weekend or on a Thursday or on a day. Now that it's summertime and you got young siblings. Because that's what you're missing. You're missing
family. You miss the family.
You miss your family.
You miss that environment of family around all the time.
But I guarantee you, Kay don't want to go back to the chaos. Don't want to go back to the family.
That part.
Because the natural thing is, well, just go visit family.
Uh-huh.
You say you love your space. You love everything about living alone, mm-hmm. except for those random times where you're like,
well,
there's nothing around me right now. You're missing a little bit of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to go out, bet. I'm not assuming. You might be a homebody, and you really would like to be home. Invite family over. Maybe invite friends over.
You know, yeah, you're not wrong, because I was just thinking about all the times I visited family and I got so excited to go see them, and then we left all pissed off at each other. Everybody left mad. So you might be onto something. Go visit your family to be reminded of how they annoy you, and then you go take a break, and then you come back again and you miss them.
And then you refresh.
So, you have somewhere to go.
But what I'm saying is have some sleepovers.
Yeah.
For real, you know, tap back into that child, tap back into, you know, your roots, and either invite family or invite friends over. And have a sleepover. Good old-fashioned sleepover. That's going to take your mind off things. Distract yourself is basically what I'm saying.
Somebody texted in and said, get a hairless cat. Ew.
Nah, man.
No.
I can't go for those.
Somebody else said, embrace the quietness because reality is loud. I love that.
Ooh.
Sometimes we can't be silent or we don't know how to like calm down or basically. This is like when you try meditation. You can't do it. You try yoga or mindfulness and it's...
I see somebody's on the deep end right now, though, man. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah, so learn how to be in the quiet for a second.
Explore that quietness, man. You can find a lot of solace in that.
But
in
I do appreciate, DZ, what you said about, like, if your family's what's important to you and gives you life, then go spend time with them
or have them over.
Yeah.
Tap back into that, right.
Yeah, all right. 414-533-1037. DZ says, tap back into your family. Mm-hmm. Have some sleepovers. What should Kay do?
Kay
wants to know. She moved out, living on her own after her big family, eight of them.
Eight total?
Now
second
doesn't
oldest?
Know what to do. Doesn't like being alone, but can't have a cat because she's allergic. She needs suggestions. Help Kay out this morning. We'll take your calls and texts next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so Kay wrote into the show, DZ, and wanted to know what to do because she moved out on her own, but she had a big family, eight people. Eight kids, at least eight.
Right.
And doesn't know what to do with the silence. You said, invite family over. Have some sleepovers.
Mm-hmm. Figure it out, man. Do some and then bring that chaos back into your life a little bit in moderation and then kick them out so you can have your silence again.
Well, Jaleesa is calling in Milwaukee for day three. We have some real people working towards theme songs lately. Let me tell
Let's
you.
Let's go.
You call 5 days in a row. You get your own theme song. Jaleesa, you're on a roll, girlfriend.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Happy Friday.
What's your advice?
Yes. So silence is golden, but if she struggles with being lonely, my best advice would be that she should have a kid.
What?
Whoa.
Okay, Jaleesa.
Jaleesa.
Now you took it too far. Now you pushed it.
Jaleesa jumped. She jumped.
I didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Jaleesa went crazy.
She said have twins.
She went wacky.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll never be lonely again. Ever.
And she'll never sleep again either.
Never ever have a bathroom break to herself. Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
She's, you missed the chaos? Wow. Have a baby.
Jaleesa just went so left.
Have
wow, I'm speechless. Like, I didn't see that coming. So,
Kay's probably listening going, you know what? I'm not lonely no more.
Right. Kay's like, I'm good. Never mind.
I'm actually good, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Jaleesa, I can't wait to hear your input next week. I mean,
I love it.
Have a great day.
We appreciate you, Jaleesa.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
DZ, she just said have a baby.
With a straight face, she said, my advice?
Have a baby, yeah.
Have a kid.
What the hell?
Huh? What?
Okay, Amanda's in Racine this morning, and Amanda said she has experience with this.
Oh, dope.
So, hopefully she won't say have a baby, but who knows. Amanda!
Turn down for what?
Hey.
You know, it's funny, my baby was actually crying when they were the last car was talking.
Youngin.
Because your baby knows that's a dumb idea. No offense, Jaleesa.
Yes. Baby said, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Amanda, have you been through this?
Yeah, I've actually come from a big family, too. So I'm used to having five other siblings, so screaming matches. Mm-hmm. I'm used to dogs. I had seven dogs jumping on me at once. What? Like, I'm used to the chaos.
Everybody had a
dog. We had a mini farm. Yeah, what? We had everything. So I'm used to all this. So when I moved in with my now husband into his apartment, it was dead quiet. I'm like, oh no, this doesn't work.
This is bad.
So I literally will. Yeah, this is bad. So I literally will turn off the fans now. Like, even today, I always have fans on, like noise. I got to have noise. So fans, TVs, music's blasted.
That's
create
why
noise.
I feel comfortable.
She's always blasting Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I love her for that. Yes, Amanda, because she needs the music. She needs the sound.
We keep her day going.
Go, girl.
Yes.
Let's go.
So I always need noise, always.
Our loud noise be keeping her from feeling silent.
Right.
All day long.
Our loud mouth. Right?
Let's go.
We did our job for
yes.
once.
Yes.
Oh,
now, I like that.
You accomplished something.
We appreciate you, Amanda.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, Rochelle's in Kenosha. Another caller who has gotten in 3 days in a row this morning and is close to getting a theme song. Rochelle, don't freak me out and say, have a kid, like Jaleesa said.
Oh, my God. I would never say that. Let me tell you, I have four.
She knows better.
She knows. She said, I did that
I
four
have
times.
Four. No,
don't
thank
do that.
You.
Rochelle K wrote in. She wanted to know what to do, wanted DZ's advice because she doesn't like the silence in her apartment now that she's alone. She grew up mm-hmm. in a big family.
I would say do a game night and then they can go home after. Don't have sleepovers. Who wants people sleeping over? Not me.
Well, it depends on who we're talking about. Single mom over here has a few. She, I mean, depends on who's spending the night.
Michelle said, nobody wants you to stay over. You just come and stay late and then leave. Bye.
Leave at midnight.
I'm going to bed.
Behind that.
I can leave at midnight.
Leave at 9. Okay. 9
is good. I want to go to bed.
Midnight? You said midnight.
She said, come over and leave.
Oh, by midnight, I'm in REM, boy. No, no.
Anna from Milwaukee texted in and said, get a roommate. That's not a bad idea.
Ooh.
Or there are kits that you can get for people with allergies.
Pet? You said pets?
A cat. You can. There are cats that are okay
for
people who have allergies.
It's also medicine you can take,
which I
know is a pain.
True. But do you really
want
to try to deal with it? I mean, if you're already maybe not a cat person, like, I don't know. I think she's more of a people person than an animal person. I ain't putting that on nobody, but I don't know.
Shane in West Dallas texted in and said, buy some paint and follow Bob Ross tutorials.
Oh, hold on now.
This is not COVID, okay? We're not looking for random things to do.
Don't disrespect Bob Ross. He's a genius.
He's cool. But that's a whole nother, that's too quiet.
That's too much lonely.
That is like meditating right there.
That's quarantine type lonely. I feel that.
No.
Rochelle, we appreciate your call. We'll talk to you next, on Monday.
Next week.
Day four, next week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You as well. Bye.
Okay, so we don't have a solution other than you say have a sleepover. Jaleesa said have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Well, Amanda said just create some white noise. I like that a lot. You build some noise up, you're not going to feel like you're alone, right?
Exactly.
It's kind of like tricking the mind, right? Because you could be by yourself. You could be if you're taking care of the kid or you got a limited household, but you want to have all the noise, white noise, black noise, brown noise. Get some gray noise in there. Throw a little bit of blue noise in there, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. And music makes you do more anyway. So just pump Kiss. It makes you more productive. Yes.
I'm far less productive. I'm a right hand. Music makes me far less productive because I get caught dancing.
Oh, well, that's fine.
You know, I start jigging and then all of a sudden I stop sweeping and then I'm like, oh, man.
The next thing you know, you're dancing and you're getting nothing done.
And I'm dancing through the stuff I just swept. Like, what am I? Now I got to re-sweep.
Well, all we can say at Kiss is you're welcome. If that's you, you're welcome. Your chance to win tickets to Summerfest 7:45 coming up. And you get a Summerfest gift card and pit passes to see Ava Max at the BMO Pavilion.
And we just keep adding. We just keep going.
Ooh-wee. And happy early Father's Day to you, DZ.
Thank you. I appreciate you,
on Sunday. I hope you have a very good day. You got little baby Sammy, who's going to be 2 next month.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a baby on the way, we found
That's
out.
That's right. So it's a special Father's Day celebration because we celebrating just not just me, but the coming of the next one. And then all fathers too, man. Appreciate all them dads.
Yes. All the good dads.
That's right.
Just like on Mother's Day, we do the good moms,
That's
right?
That's right. That's right.
Right. All right. Well, coming up next, we've got Am I the Jerk? And I just want to send a shout out to everybody driving because we have not acknowledged construction season, which is back.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that hit you yet in the past couple weeks.
Dog, weeks has been like a month and some now.
It sucks.
Sometimes, for some people, it never stops.
You know, just when I was glad winter was over, I forgot construction season was here and I find myself stuck in traffic with my air blowing because it's hot out now. I can't deal with it. So... I just wanted to acknowledge that for everybody driving.
Oh yeah, you can't not acknowledge it. Everywhere mm-hmm. you're driving, you're seeing the cones, you're seeing the repairs, you're seeing the workers, and you're going, "Yup, it's summertime in the mill."
Mm-hmm. And I was driving out of Milwaukee last night. I was down in Milwaukee, and I had to come home during rush hour. And I was like, I don't know how you people do this.
Oh, and just
and
think
doing
about
it right now too.
Think about the fact that rush hour in Milwaukee
94. Forget it.
It can feel rough, but it's not as rough as it could be. Just remind yourself of that. So as you're getting through it, just remind yourself, it's not as bad as it could be.
Thank you for coming in with the positive talk, as I'm giving the negative talk, because I'm like, 30 minutes to drive 10 minutes?
Could be an hour.
Could be an hour.
Could be an hour.
You're right, actually.
Could be 4 hours, depending on where you live, right?
And you know what? Actually, you should enjoy that it takes longer, because now you get to hear Am I the Jerk next.
That's right.
It's all working out for you.
True. Touche. Valid points.
All right. Am I the Jerk is next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy weekend, everybody.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Darren wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's a jerk if he breaks up with his girlfriend over the air conditioning. But hold on. Let me explain.
Suicide in the thermostat!
Why is it so cold? Allie and DZ, my girlfriend and I met last year. We moved in together in November, and now this will be our first summer living in the same apartment. The weather this week has been a little dreary and colder, so I turned off our air conditioning and opened the windows. My girl came home from work, immediately closed all the windows, told me she doesn't want the windows open because she has a fear from childhood that someone will climb in the window and kidnap her. Mm. I asked if she had some trauma that would explain this. She said nothing ever happened to anyone she knows. I feel like that's an important part of this story.
Yeah.
She said that the air or heat can be on, but absolutely no windows. I never noticed this about her before we moved in together, probably because I was always staying at her apartment. I find her fear irrational. It's making me question how well I know her. In fact, it's turning me off because I think it's odd. Oh. Am I the jerk if I break up with my girlfriend because I don't want to deal with this issue? Darren. So they've never spent a summer, or he didn't realize it.
Right, just never thought about it.
Because he went to her house.
It wasn't a thing.
She just probably always had the air or heat on. He didn't think anything of it.
He said, whatever, do you.
But now his girlfriend, they moved in together. She doesn't ever want the windows open. He thinks this is weird.
But y'all have moved in together, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
Now what?
Now what? Well, what I'm saying is, so what? It's an irrational fear.
Yeah.
We all got them.
Uh-huh,
we
that's
all
true.
Got irrational fears that we don't know where they come from, where they send from, how they happen. I actually get this one a lot.
You have this fear?
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't say it's a fear, but I remember having to get comfortable with having the windows open because
mm-hmm.
yes, I would think, what if somebody just pops in? To this day,
yeah.
As like a father, I'm like, I don't want to leave my front door open. What if somebody just decides to come try the doorknob or the mm-hmm. handle? And I know you can lock the storm door, whatever, blah blah blah,
yeah,
but that doesn't matter to mm-hmm. me. I'm still thinking, nah, my house is now accessible,
yeah,
my house is open, my house is vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
which means that so is the inside of my house and the people inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So preventatively, it took me a really long time to be like, man, this through breeze is real nice when you open all the windows.
Wow, feel that breeze.
Right. Because before it was like, I'd rather not leave the windows open.
Fresh air is so good for you, DZ.
Fresh air is so good. Oh, it is so good.
So you think he's being a jerk because he needs to deal with this?
I think he's got to figure this. Y'all live together now, man. You got to figure this out. Breaking up with your girlfriend would be the jerk move for me.
Maybe. The problem is, if you're going to live together forever or for a long time and you don't like the same temperature, I don't know how couples deal with this kind of stuff, or you don't like windows open or heat, or I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm too selfish. It would make me crazy.
So you saying break up? I mean, I get it before it gets worse or deeper into the relationship.
If you don't want to live the rest of your life never having a window open, or it's turning you off, like it sounds like it's turning them off, her fear.
You said it was turning them off.
So I think that, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think you should be happy.
And if this is a deal breaker, why not? If this small thing, do it now, then figuring something else out, or maybe this sets you on a course of finding other things you don't like about this person.
Now I feel like I sound like the jerk because I'm saying end it.
Not
but
hear
at the
you?
Same time, it's like, live how you want to live and be with people that match your style in life. You know, if we're going to be compatible, let's make sure we're compatible.
Exactly.
And temperature is a big deal for people.
Now, you know, next time you date somebody, ask, do you like the windows open?
There's a whole reason they have cars with different temperatures on each side.
True.
Now.
Ooh, that's so true.
You know?
Man, but that's, you got to figure it out at the same time. I'm sticking to it, man. My guns say, jerk if you break up with your girl over this one.
I say not a jerk if you break up with her. You got to live. You got to be cool. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Is Darren a jerk if he breaks up with his girlfriend over the windows being open or the air conditioning? She doesn't ever want the windows open. He's like, I can't live like this.
Irrational fears over here.
We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Darren wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's a jerk if he breaks up with his girlfriend over the air conditioning / the windows being open, because his girlfriend does not allow windows open ever. She says she has her own fear. Nothing ever happened, but she thinks somebody's going to come in.
Unwarranted irrational fear.
He's not down for this. He didn't realize because they hadn't ever lived together in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's wondering if he's a jerk if he breaks up with her because he doesn't want to deal with this issue.
You know what the fear is?
What?
The fear is all these dang TVs, these crime, true crime TV shows.
Yeah.
CSI.
Yeah, but we didn't have those when we were little as much. And I mean, still
Law
have
and Order. Law and Order been on for forever.
I guess.
Come on now. Already had the creepers crawling in through the windows. Mm-hmm. She probably traumatized from Law
and Order.
She probably traumatized from Law and Order and now has the irrational. That's where irrational fears come from TV. Because it never happened to you, but you saw it a million times on television.
Who the hell knows where it came from, man? True. Let me tell you.
True.
Well, is Darren the jerk? DZ said yes. I said not a jerk because this is a serious issue. Temperature and how you live your life is serious. When you're with people. Heather's in Shorewood this morning. Let's go to her first. Heather, day two calling in.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
We'll get you a theme song.
Hopefully. Which way are we going?
Working on it.
Jerk or no jerk? Is Darren a jerk if he breaks up with his girlfriend over this?
This morning, DZ's right. He's a jerk. It doesn't even sound like he tried compromise. Like, can we keep them open during the day and turn them off at night or anything like that? He just wants to break up with her.
Well, she didn't compromise either, if I can be honest.
Ooh.
She said it's my way or that. No way.
But that's part of being in a relationship. Both people have to compromise. But you can't just, like, go from... Yeah, we're together. No, now we're broken up. You have to work at it.
Try, at least.
You have to cave and live her life.
Heather's saying jerk because you ain't even going to try.
That's what I'm saying, but she didn't either. Neither did the girlfriend. The girlfriend's not changing anything.
That's true.
Nobody's changing anything is the problem.
Maybe they just found out that they're not going to be compatible.
Maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know. Well, Heather says jerk.
I'm with Heather, though. You got to at least try it out, man. You just going to break up? Okay.
Yeah. You know you're laughing because you know I would.
You're terrible, man.
All right, thanks for calling, Heather.
We appreciate you, Heather.
Talk to you Monday.
I will talk to you Monday, day three. Bye.
Look, I admit I'm single, and there's a reason for that, TZ. Milo is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Milo.
Love the name.
Good morning.
Hey.
Which way are we going on this? Is Darren the jerk if he breaks up with his girl over the air conditioning and the windows never being open? They're not allowed to be open?
I do not think he's a jerk.
Yes.
Ooh, go explain.
On. So, like, the whole reasoning is obviously there's some underlying stuff because you don't immediately jump to break up over one thing.
Oh, okay.
That's valid.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm with Allie. Like, air temperature is very important.
It's very, very crucial when you're living with someone. It could cause a lot of fights you don't need to have.
If you don't grab a blanket or a hoodie or something, if you're too cold or something, man, figure it out.
You got to agree. It's got to be cold when you sleep, right?
True. Yeah, true.
Some people like windows open. Some people like fresh air. Don't like air conditioning, you know? What if it was the other way?
These are first world problems that we're making very important, y'all. I swear, ain't it?
It's like I said.
Air is expensive.
That ain't wrong.
Which goes to money then. Now we're talking money. We're not just talking windows open. The amount of problems this turns into.
But you're just going to throw the whole relationship away over an air conditioner versus a window? It's your girl's
whole life.
It's your girl's irrational fear. Let me put it to you like this. You're supposed to be caring for your partner, right? Mm-hmm. And in that care involves supporting their fears.
Uh-huh.
If she got an irrational fear of that window being open, wouldn't your protective instinct kick in and close the window?
Maybe.
Make her feel comfortable in y'all space, because it's her space too.
Milo said there's clearly other issues.
This man's just going to break up with her.
What floor are they on?
That's valid.
That's actually a valid question.
If y'all are ground floor, I'm more inclined to not want the windows open.
The ironic ironic part is now she's got someone with her. Like, right. She's more afraid now with somebody. If somebody there, I'd feel safer, right?
Maybe your boyfriend's dangerous.
Oh, come on. Darren is not dangerous. Darren wants to quit her.
Darren is
dangerous.
Darren, danger. Do you hear the similarity? Dare, danger. That boy, dangerous.
This is the problem when you move in with somebody, you don't know everything about them, right?
Right. But right. But that's why Milo's saying not the jerk. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, break up. Whatever, man.
Milo,
keep it pushing.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
So that's one jerk, one not a jerk. We got to go to Shannon in West Dallas. Shannon, I have no idea which way she's going to go. She's got her own theme song. Pull up LL Cool J for her. Yes. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
I have no idea which way you're going on this, but you're the tiebreaker today. Is Darren the jerk if he breaks up with his girlfriend because he doesn't want to deal with her issue that she won't let the windows be open?
You decide.
Not the jerk.
Oh. Wow.
Yep. I can't believe it.
Talk to us. Talk to us.
Well, there is probably underlying issues, and honestly, it'll just fester further into the relationship and just get more hurt in the end when the relationship ends due to it.
Oh.
It might only be this now, but then it'll be something else added on to it, and something else added on to it. Because you're angry. You're going to be angry. You have to be uncomfortable. I like to sleep in 66-degree weather, so
particular temperature.
I open a little bit. If you got to put an extra blanket on, put one on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. But it sounds like she's not willing to compromise at all because she came in and just shut the windows right away. Didn't ask anything.
It's at the end. They're both, neither one's compromising.
True. No. So they're both hard-headed.
Well, that's the thing. That's going to be a problem later on with another issue where no one's going to compromise. Here we go again. Yes. We're back to this, right?
And then it's a proving ground.
It may seem trivial to break up over a window, but, you know, it's do you want to deal with it for the rest of your life?
It's not about the window.
It's not.
It's not exactly. About the window.
Ashley texted in and said, in sickness and in health, with or without air conditioning. Well, that's why I'm not getting married.
That part. But that part.
They're not married.
They're not married.
They're dating.
Oh, my gosh.
They're practice marriaging right now.
Ooh, Shannon said not the jerk. I love it. Thanks,
all right,
Shannon.
Appreciate you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
I want to address this text because I think it's messed up. Somebody wrote in and said, DZ, I love you, bro, but you do a lot of simping. Okay, stop.
What,
DZ's
man?
A good husband.
Oh, hold on. No, you trying to square up.
That's why.
Oh,
I
you trying to square up.
I knew that was going to make you snap.
Oh, you trying to square up. Or I'm a simp?
Stop ripping on men who are trying to be good husbands.
Oh, I'm a simp?
Compromise and understand people's issues. DZ's a good example.
Oh, I'm a simp?
I don't think you're a simp.
Oh, I'm a simp?
I think you're a good husband.
No, I am. I'm a simp. I'll be simping for my wife. Yeah, I love my wife.
Okay, good. Then fine. You can say you're simping.
Man, but don't be calling me out, dog.
I know. I think if you were being a simp, which a simp means you're going way out of your way to be, you're almost like, the way the kids would say it is, you're way too into somebody. You're you're cherishing the ground they walk on. You're doing everything. You're simping over a man or a woman, right? I mean, into them.
I do all of that.
I think that's great. And
but
I aggravate
her equally as much.
Thank
you know what
you.
I'm saying? I keep that healthy balance.
I'm just saying they could make fun of dudes simping if it wasn't equal. Like if your wife loves you and you love your wife and you guys are like have your stuff figured out, then let it be. Then simp over each other.
Right.
Is my point.
Right.
That's why that annoyed me. I'm like, if you're in an unhealthy relationship and you're simping over your wife and she's awful to you, then we can make fun of you, right?
True.
But that's not the case.
That's not the case.
So like, I don't like it when people are actually kind to their partners and then we call it simping. That's when I get annoyed.
Hey man, it's all good, man. I simp, you pimp. We can't all do the same thing, baby.
I'm gonna steal that. All right, good. Coming up next, we've wrapped up Am I the Jerk, but we have got your last chance at those Ava Max tickets. You get a Summerfest gift card and you're gonna get pit passes. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up after Outkast because it's Friday. Why not? 103.7 Kiss FM. Turn it up. You want to see her at Summerfest? We've got your tickets right now. Call her number 30, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Monica is on the phone from Oak Creek this morning. Oh, good morning,
good
Monica.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, Monica. Morning.
Happy Friday, girlfriend. How you doing?
Friday, you guys. I was actually trying to call for Am I Not the Jerk, but I had to say, the last caller said, it's not about the window. It's like the scandal. It's not about the pasta.
It's not about the pasta!
Oh.
You know what? You just brought in Vanderpump Rules, and I am here for you right now. People that love that show know what she just did there, and I love it.
Right?
It's not about the pasta!
Y'all just became best friends.
We did. That's a famous line from the show where people were arguing, and the guy screams, it's not about the pasta!
Okay,
babe. Because it wasn't about the pasta.
It wasn't the pasta. It's not about the pasta. It's not about the window.
It's not about the air conditioning. So which way did you go on Am I the Jerk? You went...
I said I agreed with your last caller. Not the Jerk. Let's break it up now, because otherwise it's going to be worse later.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, all right.
And
well,
I'm glad you got to give your input this morning.
I was gonna say, all right, Monica, appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Have a good rest
by.
Of your day.
No,
bye.
No.
What? What? She said, well, hold on.
Monica, we're just playing. Your caller 30.
Hey!
She said, what?
No.
She's like, I had Allie with Scandaval and everything. Vanderpump Rules references.
I roped her in.
Girl, I watched the reunion again last night, but we'll talk about Vanderpump Rules another day, let me tell you.
After July 1st.
Why July 1st?
Because Ava Max, on now.
Sorry, you're going to see Ava Max.
I'm going to be busy.
You're going to be busy until then, so enjoy your time at Ava Max. You've got a Summerfest gift card, Monica. We've got pit passes for Ava Max when she's at the BMO Pavilion Saturday, July 1st. Hope to see you there, all right?
Oh, we will.
Great, you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Don't hang up, okay? And plus, I'll talk to you about Vanderpump Rules off the air, and I can't wait. DZ, I gotta go.
I know. You gotta go. I got you. Fine.
Monica.
Bye.
Monica and I have to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
You got another best friend to make. I got it.
Tom Sandoval sucks.
It's not about the pasta, but it is about the tickets.
But it is about the tickets. That's right. More tickets, 8:40 this morning.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, $20 million. The deal just didn't matter to them, I guess, or it wasn't enough, because Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have ended their ties to do their podcast with Spotify. It turns out they weren't producing enough content to receive their full multi-million dollar payout.
Wow. That's all I got.
They said they mutually agreed to part ways. I was just talking to DZ about this off the air, how everybody wants to do a podcast, but you have to have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, we can start recording ourselves talking.
And talk about anything. A podcast could be literally about anything.
Hey, how's your day?
Right.
What'd you do today?
Talk about it.
The problem is, it's not as easy as people think to have a good podcast and have content all the time. So the fact that they weren't producing it doesn't surprise me. It's work.
And it's proof that just because you're a name doesn't mean you're going to A, be relatable, or B, be entertaining, or C, even get there and realize you want to do it. You might realize this ain't for you, dog.
We don't know a lot of these celebrities from their personality.
Right.
We know them from character roles.
Their status.
So when you hear me and DZ talk, you know who we are. You know our personalities.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, we don't really know Meghan Markle and
you
Prince
know,
Harry.
You know, I'm a simp.
Yeah. And you know, I'm a pimp.
Yay!
I'm just kidding.
Simping and pimping.
Here we go. Depending on the day, we rotate.
You a fool.
Allie and DZ, now called Simping and Pimping.
Simp and Pimp. You guess who it is.
Which day is which? Depends on the day.
Who's who?
Depends on which way we're swiping that day, and if DZ and his wife are getting along. Who's simping and who's pimping?
Chill.
I'm kidding. Now, all right, so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, no more $20 million podcast, but I'll step up if anybody needs it.
Hey, what's up? I'll take half that. I'll take 10.
I know they'll only pay us $20 a year, but I would step up.
I'll take that money. I will take that money, baby.
Same. We're ready for a tour, Ed Sheeran. Go ahead. Come on back around.
Go ahead, man.
We'll forgive you for the time you screwed up 94 when you played at Miller Park back in the day and everybody was in hell with the traffic. We'll forgive you for that. You can come back.
The worst traffic Milwaukee ever seen, huh?
It was the Ed Sheeran concert, let me tell you. And I'm not even joking when I say that. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Another chance, though, at concert tickets. You want to go to Summerfest?
Sure do.
8:40. Less than 15 minutes away. Just hold on. Mm-hmm. We'll get them to you.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
They're held.
So I have a complaint.
You got a complaint.
I know it's shocking. Allie's complaining about something. I know. Hold on. Hold your horses.
You're going to have to elaborate on this complaint.
I have a work complaint.
Oh.
And I feel like you're the only person in the building who will understand this.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like nobody understands what they're putting us through in this studio daily.
The grief.
The nerve.
The horror.
The audacity.
What are you talking about?
Dude, we are... Okay, I'm trying to explain. How do I explain this? Our studio at KISS FM, there are four radio stations in this building, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just happen to be in the one studio that has a window that can see where people walk into the building. So yeah. I can see everybody that comes in this building, yeah. even if they can't see me, and you can too.
Yeah, for right? the most part, yeah.
So when COVID happened, we got rid of a ton of people, including our receptionist.
Right.
We never got a receptionist back because we don't need one. Because all our prizes, it's all digital. Like right. everything you would have come to the radio station for before is all online.
You don't
right?
have to anymore.
You don't have to come here and pick up a prize. We right. got you. We'll send it to you. Right. We'll email you. So since then, for I don't know how many years, 3-4 years now, people still come into the building though.
Naturally.
Clients, friends, record interviews, you name it.
They deliveries, anything.
Deliveries is another great one.
That's a big one.
They come in and they stand right in front of the Kiss FM window mm-hmm. and they wait and they hit the doorbell that doesn't work. I watch it. I watch it with my own eyes and they start looking around. They're not sure how to get in the building. And then, oh, there's a window. Let me look in the Kiss studio and do the old wave.
Eye contact.
Nod.
Well, knock everyone, on the glass.
Guess who became the receptionist at this building? Guess who?
I got one guess.
Guess.
You?
Me. Ding, ding. So at first I thought, you know what? I don't mind. I can help everybody out. I just happen to be here and see everyone come in. The UPS guy needs a signature. I got it.
Whatever.
Well, now I'm pissed. I've had it.
You've had it. How
many years is this going to go on where this happened yesterday and I realized I was angry about it, that I'm sick of doing the receptionist job and they better deal with it? Because my complaint was not that people come to the building. Mm-hmm. I don't mind letting people in. It annoys me that nobody's ever prepared when they know they have a guest coming. Like, you know somebody's coming. Use a cell phone and tell them to let you know they're at the front door. But they don't.
Right.
They just wait for the imaginary receptionist to let their guest in, which is me, and I have to leave in the middle of the show multiple times a day to let people in the building.
Right.
Well, the people knew were coming. We all knew the person was coming.
Right. Well, say somebody has, okay, you're meeting somebody at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, at 9 o'clock, at 8:55, you probably bop towards the front.
You have a guest coming.
You know, check around.
Who's
wait
gonna
for
let
them.
Your guest in? Do you think you're just gonna wait? They're just gonna stand there?
They're gonna magically appear over by you.
But you know, the door is locked. Go let your guest in.
Right.
There's no doorbell. You have a phone.
How many times do you feel like you've opened the door for people over the time you've been doing this?
Over 100 easily during our show. That's what gets me.
Right.
If I was sitting at a desk with nothing to do, I wouldn't care.
That's
another
thing.
We're in the middle of a show here.
We're working.
We don't have time to go let everybody in every 30 minutes. Like, right. I'm over it. So I know I sound petty as hell, but I had it. And I realized yesterday I had it because I snapped. And I said, I've let the last person into this building. If you can't manage your guests, I feel like I'm enabling people and they just think there's an imaginary receptionist still at this building. I'm now doing a job that doesn't exist anymore and I'm annoyed.
I don't think you're being petty because I feel like this is relatable. How many times have you been at a job doing something and you end up doing work that really isn't yours? Exactly.
You do it at first to be nice and help out.
Right.
But then now three years later, I'm like, okay, I'm not letting your guests in anymore. You knew your guest was coming. I'm done. Now right. I'm annoyed. I'm done helping. Like, I'm annoyed with helping now.
Now it's a little bit of a nuisance in your life because you're like, okay, guys, again?
It's affecting again? Our show.
Right?
We're on the air, people.
Right. And there's exceptions, sure. If the delivery guy comes, you don't necessarily know exactly what time somebody's going to be pulling up, or if our HVAC people pull up, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe the person that's supposed to let you in isn't immediately
with
around.
Cell phones, DZ, you know who you're going to find, and you can call or text anyone and say, yo, I'm here.
I'm trying to justify, you know, because it's like special scenarios, but at the end of the day, you should be prepared for whatever time or whoever's going to be coming at that door.
I think what really was the last straw for me was when we had all these guests coming in for a meeting, and the people who were hosting the meeting were staring right at the front door, but they were not letting people in because they were talking and not paying attention. And I had to walk out of the show like 5 times in an hour to let their guests in for their meeting when they were staring at the door. And I was like, okay, now you're pushing
okay.
me too far.
Okay, now. Guys.
Now you just don't care and you think that you have a receptionist when you don't.
Come on,
okay?
y'all.
So again, here I am airing our dirty laundry for work.
How long do you go before you call it quits like that?
I'm done being the receptionist in this building.
Because you're not giving up. You're just saying, okay, y'all, we all got to put this up. We all got to do our part, right?
I'm going to stare at everyone in the eye when they walk in this building and I'm going to be like, do the shrug shoulders. Like, I don't know you. Call whoever you're here to see and I'm going to look like the bad guy now.
What we need is like a tinted window.
Yeah.
So that we can see
it.
Out, but they can't see in. Because the main problem here is that we are the only the absolute only entity that could be seen from the quote-unquote outdoors. You can't see any other studio. You can't see any other body. No. There aren't huge windows here. So when you walk through the first main doors,
we see you, and you see us.
And only us. Only us.
We're the only ones to let somebody in if you make eye contact with somebody.
I think you got it a little bit worse, too, because we're sitting on this side. You know, I know people can't really see where we work, but I'm covered by monitors.
You can hide.
I can hide. And I often do and don't really see who's coming in until I see you react. And then I'll look, right?
Check out my new seat. Check out my new seat. Tell everyone what I'm doing.
Allie has officially turned around.
I got my back to officially. My back's to even to ZZ now. That's how far I had to go.
Can we at least make eye contact? Y'all got to let the door open for me.
Maybe. Okay, so somebody said put up a curtain. No, I like having a window.
I like being able to look.
I like the light and the outside.
Yes.
414-533-1037. The question is not how should we fix Allie's problem.
No.
The question is what are you so sick of doing at your job, or what have you been asked to do that's extra that nobody realizes is extra, and you keep doing it, and now you just had it. Me, I've exploded. I've opened the door one too many times, and it sounds stupid and petty, but it's added up enough that I've had it.
Right. It could be current. It could be an anecdote. No. Maybe it's happened before, and what did you call it quits to and go, nope, too far. This is my line right here.
I was doing this to help out the company or my job, and I've had it now. I'm done doing the extra stuff.
You about to hire a receptionist.
I quit. I don't quit the show. I don't quit the radio station. I quit being the receptionist.
I quit the job that's not my job.
They don't even know I'm doing it, and I'm quitting.
I've officially resigned.
This is my resignation letter.
You're a fool, bro.
Holy, holy, holy. Let me tell you.
With a couple words added.
414-533-1037. What are you sick of doing at your job? I was going off about how I was sick and tired of answering the door for everybody around here. Not because I don't mind helping out, but because I'm at the point now where I feel like I'm enabling people. You know you have a guest coming to the building. Mm-hmm. You know we don't have a receptionist. Why are you not there to greet your... I am not your host.
You're not prepared.
We are on the air. We're the only ones actually doing something. We're on the air.
We busy. Come on, man.
You're at your desk screwing off. Like, we're busy.
We got our hands full.
Gosh.
We say it like our jobs are hard.
I know, they're not. They're not hard, but I've had enough of letting people in. I mean, over the years now since we got rid of our receptionist. We're talking about, though, what you're sick of doing at your job. What's the extra work?
You hit a point, though, where you're like, okay, this ain't for me.
Yes.
And nor am I getting paid for it.
Right. Thank you.
It's not about the money, but...
It's not about the money. It's not. It's about being busy and other people not taking care of their own stuff at the end of the day. I can help, but I don't need to be helping with this kind of stuff. Ashley's in West Dallas this morning. I want to pull her up first because she said she is ready to discuss. Ashley, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So you're an accountant. She's in accounting, she said. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm dying to hear.
It can mean a bunch of things nowadays.
Well, I'm dying to hear what her complaint is what I mean.
Talk to us, Ashley. Yes. What are you tired of doing?
So a few months ago, I actually quit my job.
Oh.
However, when I quit my job, I agreed to still stay on to help train the person that was replacing me.
Yep.
And here you think I am going out of my way, working now two jobs, both full time, basically, to help train her and my job that I left my job for.
Wow.
And I am still dealing with the pettiness and childishness of the reasons why I quit my job.
Right. Never ends.
All of a sudden, a job that you no longer have, you go, oh, but all the problems are still in my pocket. Yeah. Great.
Yes.
Good times.
And I'm like wanting to pull my hair out because I am exhausted working basically 16 hours a day. And
but you know why it started?
I have to still do with
she
all
started because she wanted to help.
Right.
And she said, I'll do the right thing and I'll help. And
being
then
kind.
Now she's getting taken advantage of and it's making her nuts, right?
Oof. And you're still dealing with it, but you want to see it through, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person and go, you know what? Forget it. I'm done. No, you want to see it through and then have it behind you, right?
Yep.
But then when do you call it? Because at some point it becomes too much, or it can become too much.
Exactly.
At this point, it's too much. And I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it. So I've talked to my bosses, and they're like, well, you know, I'm sure you're enjoying that extra money. It's like, yeah, but sometimes the money is just not worth it.
It's not worth it. I'm with you. Yeah, no, 100%. They could be like, Allie, we'll pay you to be the receptionist. I'd be like, still, no thanks.
Right. No, I'm
no
good.
No thanks. Because it's affecting our job. And
well,
it's like,
I mean,
you know.
You can pay me. I'll do it.
Stop it.
I'll open
hey,
the door.
Listen, Ashley, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, Ashley. Have a good day.
Bye. All right. He's a regular. We're going to pull up his theme song and get him on the air. Tony, our boy, is in Racine this morning. Tony.
Hey.
Mascot man, we call him. Tony, what are you going to complain about today? What's something you've been doing extra at your job and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have volunteered for this.
Right.
Now I'm annoyed.
Man, well, it's not the job I work for. It's doing the mascot.
Ah.
What's annoying is people always asking me for a discount just because I own the business.
They say, Tony, come bring your bounce houses or dress up as whatever mascot we've hired you for, but give us a discount because either we know you or we know it's, yeah.
We know you're the owner, so you could cut some corners for us, right?
You know what? I bartended for many years, and I loved it because the owner refused to let us drink. And people always thought that was crazy. And I said, no, she had valid reason. We didn't give away free drinks. We didn't mess up the money. Like, there were all kinds of reasons.
Okay, Mr. Krabs.
But what I'm saying is,
money.
Yeah, but if she had let us drink, imagine all of the things. Like, I'm saying with Tony, you give them an inch.
And they take that mile.
So Tony's trying to do the right thing with friends or family, and now they're, like, taking advantage of him. He should have stuck with the original, which is no discounts, never nobody, period.
You know what the discount? Count is full price.
Like no drinking ever, period. You never have any problems. That's right. Where I was going with that analogy. Right. Maybe it didn't make sense,
and that's what I do now. I don't give out discounts. You know, I ran, you know, a DJ company for a long time and then photo studio, and you know, I gave so many discounts out, I never made it. So when I started the mascots, it's like, okay, now it's wear and tear on my equipment that, one, I cannot afford to replace if you're giving me, or if I'm giving you the discount to do it.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's true.
I'm just, it's like, man, you don't go to Walmart or Target and be like, hey, man, let me get this for 20% off. Mm-hmm. You buy it.
Yeah. So Tony's,
same thing. Like,
you're protecting
man,
your investment. You're protecting your investment, and you're smart for that, man, 100%.
Right. You know, if I give a discount, let me choose. You know, let me offer the discount.
Right.
Don't expect it, because that makes me want to charge you more.
Ooh, I know that's right.
I so get it, Tony. I feel you on this, and I love it. Thank you for calling,
we appreciate
friend.
You, friend.
Day, guys.
You
yeah.
too, man. Later.
People texted later, in. They said, I've worked for my employer for nearly 10 years, and I gave up on being the only one that cleans the bathroom because it's a trucking company. I get it. But that's the same kind of thing. You're trying to make everybody's life easier, and you're helping out here and there, and then nobody cares, and you get taken advantage of. That's how I feel.
And you know what sometimes it ends up being, too? Mm-hmm. It's the thing that everybody's supposed to do it, but then the collective realize that there's one or two people that do it consistently, so slowly everybody drops off, and it's only the two people that always do it.
Exactly.
Creating that workplace drama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am no longer answering the door. Ryan from Alabama said, I'll come in and be the receptionist. Well, I hope you're going to work for free, because we're not hiring anybody. But you can definitely come in, Ryan.
I don't think we're getting a receptionist,
man. We're not, because we don't need one. But what I need is people we work with, and I hope they're listening, to open the door for their guests when they have them. That's all.
Be ready.
I was just on one.
Oops, someone's at the door now.
I'm looking away.
Look away. Look away, Allie. Don't look. We got stuff to do. We're busy.
Well, we are busy, actually.
We are busy.
So I can't get the door, because we're giving away our last set of tickets to Summerfest today to go see Nicky Yore and Young Gravy June 30th at the Generac Power Stage. And not only are we giving you two general admission tickets to get into Summerfest, but you're also going to get two pit wristbands to go to the show and be right up front.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Young Gravy right now. Perfect. Caller 30. You're going to Summerfest to see him. 414-533-1037. Imagine yourself only a couple weeks away. Like, Summerfest is here.
Get those outfits ready for real,
It's happening. Kiss FM, good luck. Sending you to see Young Gravy, that guy at Summerfest, and Nicky Yore. They're going to both be at the Summerfest Generac Power Stage on June 30th, which is a Friday night. And we've got two pit wristbands and two general admission tickets to get you into Summerfest. Sheena is in Burlington this morning. Sheena, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the word out in Burlington? What are you up to this morning?
Just about to go to work. Be like a boss.
No, just some slight, the regular degular, just another day.
What do you do for a living, Sheena?
I'm a nurse.
Like a
nurse manager, so.
Ooh.
Even better.
Head nurse, top nurse. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with me, nurse. Boss,
boss
for real boss.
The boss,
that's
boss.
Right.
That's right. Don't mess with Sheena.
Sheena, I love it. You're caller number 30.
Hey.
Awesome.
A ticket a minute. How about that?
A ticket a minute. That sounds like a lot of tickets.
It's a lot of tickets. We're giving away a ticket every minute, Monday morning, starting at 8 o'clock.
Wepa!
And I'm talking about Summerfest tickets, baby.
Oh, you thought we were stacking back to back? It's about to go crazy. Back to 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 back.
8 a.m. Monday morning, you better be here. We're giving away a ticket a minute.
Yes,
because
sir.
Summerfest is very, very close. We're ready.
Round the corner is an understatement. It's literally right here.
It's go time.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you Summerfest tickets Monday morning, 8 a.m. One ticket every minute. And I'll even, don't worry, you won't have to just win one single ticket. We'll make sure you have more than one. But
one and done,
I mean,
baby. Nope.
I'm excited to give those away Monday morning, so you better be here. Am I the Jerk coming up next? He wants to break up with this girl over one thing she does.